142. Instructions to the Apostles going towards Samaria, April 21, 1945. Jesus is with the 12 apostles. The region is still mountainous, but since the road is quite wide, they are all in a group and are speaking among themselves.
But now that we are all by ourselves, we can talk about it. Why so much jealousy between the two groups?
Asks Philip.
Jealousy? It is nothing but pride,
replies Judas of Alphaeus.
No, I say that it is only a pretext to justify, somehow, their unjust behavior towards the Master. Under the cover of zeal for the Baptist, they succeed in driving him away, without alienating the crowds too much,
says Simon.
I would unmask them.
Peter, we would do many things that he does not do.
Why does he not?
Because he knows it is better not to do so. All we have to do is to imitate him. It is not for us to guide him. And we must be happy about it. It is a great relief to have only to obey.
You are quite right, Simon,
says Jesus, who is walking ahead of them, and apparently pensive.
You are quite right. It is easier to obey than to command. It does not seem so, but it is. It is certainly easy when the Spirit is good. And likewise, it is difficult to command when the Spirit is upright. Because a spirit that is not righteous gives irrational orders, and worse than irrational. Then it is easy to command. But how more difficult it is to obey. When a man is responsible for a place or a group of people, he must always be charitable, fair, firm, humble, moderate, patient, and wise. But not obstinate. Oh, it is difficult. For the time being, you have but to obey. You must obey God and your Master. You, and you are not the only one, wonder why I do or do not do certain things. You wonder why God allows or does not allow such things. See, Peter, and all of you, my friends. One of the secrets of the perfect believer is not to set oneself as the interrogator of God. Why do you do that? A soul that is not completely formed asks God. And that soul seems to be taking the attitude of a wise adult before a little schoolboy and says, that is not to be done. It is silly. It is wrong. Who is above God? You now see that under the pretense of zeal for John I am being driven away. And you are scandalized. And you would like me to put matters right by aggressively arguing with those who maintain such principles. No. Never. You have heard what the Baptist said through the mouths of his disciples. He must grow greater, I must grow smaller. There is no regret in him, no clinging to his position. A saint is not attached to such things. He does not work to increase the number of his own followers. He has no followers of his own. He works to increase the believers in God. God alone is entitled to have followers. Therefore, as I do not regret that some people, in good or in bad faith, remain disciples of the Baptist, so he is not distressed, as you have heard, if some of his disciples come to me. He disregards such numerical pettiness. He looks at heaven, and I look at heaven. Do not argue, therefore, among yourselves, whether it is fair or unfair that the Jews should accuse me of snatching disciples from the Baptist, whether it is just or unjust to allow people to say that. Those are altercations of talkative women around the village fountain. Saints help one another. They give and exchange spirits with unreserved ease, smiling at the idea of working for the Lord. I have baptized. Nay, I made you baptize, because the spirit is so dull, nowadays, that it is necessary to present piety, miracles, and doctrine, in a material form to it. Because such spiritual dullness I will have to avail myself of the help of material substances when I want to make you work miracles. But believe me, the evidence of holiness is neither in the oil, nor in the water, nor in any other ceremony. The time is about to come when an impalpable, invisible thing, which materialists cannot conceive, will be the queen, the returning queen, powerful and holy with every holy thing, and in every holy thing. Through it, man will become again the Son of God, and will work what God works, because he will have God with him. Grace that is the returning queen. Then baptism will be a sacrament. Then man will speak and understand the language of God, and will give life and life. he will give power of science and of strength. Then, oh, then. But you are not yet mature to learn what grace will grant you. Please help its coming by continuously trading yourselves and forget useless and mean things. There is the boundary of Samaria. Do you think I ought to speak there?
Good heavens.
They are all, more or less, scandalized.
I solemnly tell you that there are Samaritans everywhere, and if I should not speak where there is a Samaritan, I should not speak anywhere. Come therefore. I will not make any effort to speak. But I will not disdain to speak of God, if I am asked. 1 year is over. The second is beginning. It is between the beginning and the end. At the beginning the Master was still predominant. Now the Savior is being revealed. The end will see the face of the Redeemer. Let us go. The more a river approaches its estuary, the more it grows. I also am increasing the work of mercy, because the end is approaching.
Are we going towards some big river after Galilee?
Perhaps to the Nile,
or the Euphrates,
whisper some of the disciples.
Perhaps we are going amongst the Gentiles,
reply others.
Do not speak among yourselves. We are going towards my end. That is, towards the fulfillment of my mission. Listen carefully to what I say to you, because afterwards I will leave you and you will have to continue in my name.
It all ends thus.